response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. How's it going, Joe?
Hey, Brian, doing well. Doing well on this Tuesday morning.
You had to think about that for a second, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a Biden moment. I had to... it's this Tuesday morning. We've got barreling in and time to enjoy the afternoon before the tropical rainstorm, as AccuWeather puts it, gets here.
Yeah, depending on who you listen to and I guess where you are, like tomorrow's either going to be, it's just rainy or like, oh, watch out. Right?
Yeah.
It's like one of the two.
Yeah. I mean, rainy is enough for me to go, ugh, but I'm hoping it's just rain and not the storms that bring down the branches.
It's fine. I got to cut the grass today before the rain. That's the only thing.
Yeah. So, got to beat the rainstorm.
Got to get out there and do that. Well, Joe, got a lot going on. We were talking about this because we were, we're previewing the Taste of Buffalo all throughout the week. Taste of Buffalo's this weekend.
Yes.
Should be great weather for the Taste of Buffalo. Rain midweek, you get it out of the way, and Taste is next, or this upcoming weekend will be nice and clear for it. And we had another restaurant in. This one on Main Street in Williamsville.
Yes.
And, you know, I had mentioned this because Main Street is, Joe, it's a long street.
Yes.
And, you know, Williamsville.
It goes through many municipalities.
Yes. Williamsville is, I mean, it's not huge.
No.
But it's, you know, it's a decent size. So Main Street in Williamsville is, that's a big stretch.
Right.
But when I say Main Street in Williamsville, mm-hmm. I specifically mean... from the Walker Center to the Ed Young True Value Plaza. That is, if I say Main Street in Williamsville, I am only talking about that area.
Yeah.
Not by the school, not past the 290, going in the other direction. That's technically Main Street in Williamsville. Main Street in Williamsville is between those things.
As someone who grew up in Snyder, I would say after the 290, you're in Snyder, New York, not in Williamsville. So I would say you're right.
Is that true? Does it really
I would say
begin
Snyder
right
goes
on
from
that
the,
border?
Well, I would say Snyder goes from the Blockbuster building, which is no longer there, but I still call it Blockbuster, to Amherst High School.
Okay.
So I think you're right. I mean, you know, as you said, technically it's bigger. When I lived on Main Street... I was on Main Street Williamsville, but I was at the Main Street Transit intersection. I don't think anyone would still call that Williamsville, right? It's just on the mailing address it is. I would even say when you tell me, if you say, hey, Main Street in Williamsville, I'm thinking even smaller. I'm thinking Cayuga to Mill Street because that's downtown Williamsville. That is, if you could avoid it on mm-hmm. a Friday afternoon, avoid it at all costs. That to me is the heart of Main Street in Williamsville.
Yeah. I include that in mind, but, you know, expand it a little bit to get most of the
I think you're probably closer
restaurants
to being right
and everything
than me.
In there. But, like, you mean a very specific thing. You use a broad term, but you mean something very specific. Are there other areas of Western New York where you do that?
Where it's a lot bigger, but you mean just one?
Yeah, but you mean something or maybe it's the opposite way. You talk about one, like downtown. We were talking about downtown yesterday.
Yes.
Like, what does downtown mean to you?
I think that means something different to everyone. Downtown to me is anything from, I mean, I took the Metro Rail my whole life growing up. So I would say downtown is from the theater station through the arena. I'd say the arena is a border of downtown.
Yeah. If I'm saying downtown, like if I'm going downtown, if I just mention that to you, like, it's downtown, like that. I say it so casually, I basically mean anything from Black Rock to the First Ward.
Yeah.
and then once you're in the area, then you can start to, if you're in the city, you can start to say, like, oh, that's up there, that's over there. But, like, if I'm at home or, you know, way out somewhere else and we're talking, oh, yeah, it's downtown, I could mean anything from there to there.
I mean, I went to school with people who weren't from Buffalo who would say, yeah, I go to school in downtown Buffalo. Brian, my college was not in downtown Buffalo. It was It was Parkside. It was, yeah. It was not downtown Buffalo.
But that, like the zoo, if somebody said, you know, the zoo, I'm, you know, going there, it's downtown, I wouldn't fault them. I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not accurate, but.
You got the city right.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's, you go there. I mean, you. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like downtown is basically another way of saying Buffalo to a lot of people who don't live in Buffalo.
Yeah, to a lot
then
of people.
Then once you get in, you have to specify a little bit.
You have to specify. But I think for some people, downtown literally just means the arena and the surrounding district, right? I think for a lot of people, that's because that's what they do.
That could be accurate, too.
Yeah. You go downtown? Yeah, I'm going downtown.
You go downtown, you are in between the Seneca Tower and the arena.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, that's down. That's because that's what they do when they go downtown. Is it's all in that area.
I could see that. But like, if you're going to, even though I said, all right, you know, it can mean anything from Black Rock to the First Ward. But you know, if you're going on Hurdle, you're
not
saying Hurdle. You're not going downtown.
No, I mean Chippewa's downtown. But if I'm going when I was at the age of going to Chippewa, Brian, I would say, oh, I'm going to Chippewa. I wouldn't say downtown.
You wouldn't say downtown.
No,
downtown's like an old person thing to say. I
feel. I'm going to Chippewa. I'm many years removed from going to Chippewa. I'm just saying back in the day when I frequented the Chip Strip, that's what I would say.
See, I would find myself there more now than ever back when I was younger.
Is it no longer the club scene?
I would have no idea. It's just never my thing.
I've been to Frankie Primo's, which is on Chippewa.
Right, so like you have that.
I don't go to Bottoms Up anymore.
Shows now at Rec Room once they opened that and they started having concerts there. I've gone there a few times. And, you know, a few other places down Chippewa just a little bit that I might go to more so than I would have ever been there in my 20s.
That's true. Yeah, it's a big street.
It's a big street. Once you, it's a big street downtown.
Yeah, it is. There's a Tet's Hot Dogs on Chippewa. Come on.
On the parking yesterday, gotten a lot of feedback in the last 24 hours. We were talking about this all day yesterday. The texts are still rolling in. Somebody said the parking should list the lots charging $50. That's non-Buffalo style. $20 is ridiculous but acceptable for an event. And I want to continue this a little bit because it's still you're still getting and seeing some of the feedback. And, you know, for me, I wonder if, and this is what, you know, we had Brayton go and ask Pat Kaler, Visit Buffalo Niagara, and some of the, like, is this a little off-putting? You know, if you see, if you're somewhere and you're thinking about having an event in Buffalo, and you go to some news site, you pick up the paper, you listen in to us, and you hear people complaining that they had to pay $50 for parking, I might rethink bringing that event to Buffalo. Because if I'm going all over the country, and I'm part of the Ringling Brothers Circus, you know, I don't know what I'm saying. You're any traveling event. You're Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Is she still touring?
Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, okay. So perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, all right, where am I picking for my tour where I'm going to charge $500 a ticket? I probably saw that story, and that's why that's in my head.
Yeah.
There's no other way that would be in my head.
It was a poll. I was impressed.
But, like, if you're looking at that and you're, all right, Buffalo, like, let's see in Buffalo. Buffalo, they're up in arms over $50 parking. I don't think we're going to be able to do our arena show there where we're going to charge $500 for you to sit in the bottom row.
Right.
On to the next one. Like, isn't it off-putting a little bit for that kind of stuff?
I put this morning on my socials, Brian, which you can follow at the Joe Beamer on X and Joe Beamer on Facebook. I said, I think it's a very small town mindset to be complaining about parking. Now, obviously, in passing, people are going to complain. I think what's the most off-putting, Brian, is that you have political leaders, you have elected officials in Western New York saying that there's something wrong with that, implying that they think the government should step in. If I was bringing my event here, I would say, you know what, no thank you. And again, I just, that mentality, that the number one thing to complain about is parking at an event. It's not a necessity, right? Parking near the event is not a necessity. So the lot owners, if they can make the money, like you said yesterday, allow them to make the money. I just, there are so many ways to avoid. Guess what? you could have gone to the Savannah Bananas baseball game in part for free.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear people complaining. Yeah, you might have to walk. When I threw the first pitch, guess what, Brian? I parked at the arena. They told me, if you're out of here by 4, we won't charge you, because there was an event at the arena that night. Mm-hmm. I go, I'll be out of here by 4. Yeah. And I walked from the arena to the ballpark. It was fine. You can find... This isn't... The beauty about Buffalo is it's got some of the advantages of a bigger city, but it's not a bigger city,
yeah,
right? So you can find cheap or free parking within walking distance of events downtown. I think the complaining, it's a little embarrassing. And again, I think it gives that small town mindset, which I thought we were trying to avoid.
There's less of it. Did you hear the county executive who, I remember in the past kind of being one of the leading voices rallying against parking lots charging $50 for big events, saying in our story this morning, and you can read more, of course, over at WBEN.com, he said, no one should have to really pay for parking in Buffalo. There's always cheap parking available. Said, oh, it's sad that, some people are charging $50, but, there's parking available that isn't $50.
Now, so I will say this. He's right.
Yeah. So there's a little bit. If you want to park right there, you're probably going to pay more. And that's been the case for forever. And I, this person who texted in too, add a list of the lots charging $50. I'll give you an idea of what lots they were. Like the ones closest to the ballpark.
Don't need a list.
Over the weekend. Yeah. You don't need a list. You just need a map and you'll be able to find them. $20 is ridiculous. And again, this goes to, it's in some ways personal and it's in some ways, not so much, because $20 is ridiculous. Yes, personally to me, I would not spend $20 for parking. The only way I'm doing that is if I'm out of town, completely don't know anywhere where I am in the area.
And want to be able to find my car.
Yeah, want to just be right there. Don't want to put up with any of the hassle. That's the only way you'll find me paying $20. If I see $50, no way I'll go through the hassle and do it. But if you compare it to other events, $20 is nothing. $50 even is in line or even low for some of the things we mentioned yesterday. I mentioned the Bills. I mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. You're talking about $50 parking if you want to go to the game. I mentioned the Houston over this past weekend, $130 if you wanted to park near the stadium to go to the soccer game.
I mean, go to a Blue Jays game, which I'll be doing in September when the amazing Mets are up there. It is ridiculous. Even the further lots, Brian, downtown Toronto, $50 would be a steal. That's why I take the train. I go to St. Catharines, park for free, and take the train from St. Catharines to Toronto. I
mean, but even that's the same, right? Like, even that's the same.
Avoidable.
You can find some municipal, underground parking garage thing and pay. Now, it's been a while. Maybe this has changed since I've last parked in Toronto. It's been quite some time.
Pre-pandemic.
But I can remember paying like $12 in some garage. And what you do is, I guess I'm parking here and I'll find my way to where I need to be.
Yes.
Because this is the $12 parking. I'm not spending $100.
And I know what happens if I get closer. I'm tripling the cost of the ticket of the thing I'm here for.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it. Somebody else on the text board saying, anyone not familiar with the city will never go back with the crazy, stupid parking in the city. If you think that the parking in the city is bad and ridiculous and crazy, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably weren't going there many times before. Because guess what? If you're going in, what else are you going into the city for? Because if you found that crazy and stupid and ridiculously priced, I don't know of much else in Buffalo or in any city that you're going to do. And by the way, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's your own choice. But if you want to go to an event now, or you want to go out to dinner, like if $20 is a lot for parking, wait till you see the bill at dinner.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason we're not going out so much anymore. Like, it's expensive to do things.
It's expensive to do anything.
Like parking for an event has always, in one of these big lots next to a big venue, has always carried with it a price tag.
And, I'm sorry if I sound like pro big business guy, but it's not like the lots cost the same for those owners as it did 10 years ago. I mean, I'm just stating the obvious. It's more expensive to maintain. It's more expensive to own that property. I mean, you want the same prices as a big event in 2010. Well, then you want the lot owner to be taking a hit. And I just...
No, they want a charity. They want every parking spot to be free and everyone who owns a parking lot to just lose money.
Do you know what a free parking lot would look like? Have you been behind Eastern Hills Mall? Yeah. That's what a free parking lot would look like. Also, someone on the text board, Joe, where are you finding free parking before 4? By the way, there is free parking downtown at any hour of the day. You just have to look for it. But this event was on the weekend where anywhere downtown on the street, as the county executive said, is free Saturdays and Sundays. So there was a lot of free parking available. Yeah. But, you know,
anywhere on the street that is a parking spot.
And by the way, the county executive, he has to say that, Brian, because he's got big events like the American Cheese Society Conference coming in on Saturday. So he's got to make sure he lets the people know, hey, there is free parking here.
Somebody else saying, are they charging a lot because of the garbage left behind from people who tailgate beforehand? There's just because you just have a surface lot doesn't mean it's completely free to operate.
Right.
And again, how far do you want to take the parking thing? You know, if I'm not allowed to charge $50 when I know a ton of people are coming here and I know people are going to pay it, like who else isn't allowed to charge for their service?
Right.
Right. Like, yeah. Are the tree trimming people not allowed to charge, you know, when the tree is really going to crash into your garage? You know, like just because, it's a special event right now. You shouldn't charge me anything for it. I mean, like how far do you go with that? Because you could apply it to anything. And in my opinion, it's flawed thinking. It's what we talk about with tickets all the time.
Yes.
And Joe, I don't like that tickets cost a lot of money. I'm not spending $100 to see
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, certainly. But I mean, there's maybe it's Paul McCartney. It's a very short list of who I would spend $100.
Howard Jones.
To go see. Not on that list, surprisingly.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't make that list. But people are paying it. If they're charging it, people are paying it. And who am I to tell whoever it is?
Exactly.
That you can't charge that much for people who will pay it.
Yes. And as we said yesterday, if people weren't paying it, they wouldn't charge it. I mean, and it does, to go back to the parking downtown, it is amazing to me that people are complaining about the parking downtown. But like you said, Brian, no one's complaining about the parking in Orchard Park. And guess what? That's literally just a field that someone mowed the lawn and said, come and park in the on this field.
Mm-hmm.
Those are paved lots downtown, which most of those lots are kept pretty nice. Like they're smooth, they're easy to find a parking spot. They're very nice. Yeah, it's costing those people to upkeep, and it's going to cost you. Again, don't blame the lot owner. If the lot, Brian, you said it perfectly yesterday. If the lot was empty 20 minutes before the first pitch, they're taking $20.
Yeah.
Like they're not going to sit there on nothing.
803-0930. Keep the text rolling in. Your calls to BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. I love this parking thing, Joe. And it's not because I love arguing with people, but maybe some days I do.
But isn't it funny? Because like people, I think we're offering a service by telling people, hey, there are cheaper options in Buffalo. And off the air, we're talking about, hey, cheaper ways to enjoy vacation when you're in touristy traps. Like, there are people in this town that don't know how to be cheaper in their town. Like, to me, that's crazy.
That's so perfect that you just said that. Like, it's just so perfectly true. Oh, my goodness. Like, yes. That is exactly the problem. Because we're literally talking about, you know, I'm off a vacation where I'm amazed You know, I was in Las Vegas a week and a half ago or so, and the thing, one of the things I keep telling people who've never been there, ask me like, "Oh, how was it?" And I go like, "It's crazy to me that you can go and you can buy a beer and it costs $12, and then take three steps around a corner or just like in one direction, and that same exact beer would be $3.
That's right.
And you just have to know where to go and where not to go and what's the, you know, quote unquote tourist trap.
Yeah.
And what is, you know, it's like what everybody says, oh, where do the locals hang out? You know, like that's what everyone wants to know. Like, ah, oh, where am I not going to be spending double the price for is something. And we were talking about that, you know, coming up. Like, where do I go so I'm not spending, like, the tourist price? And, like, that's me visiting somewhere else. In your own town,
yeah,
shouldn't you know where to go to not spend the tourist price? Because the $50 parking, like, that is the tourist price. And if you were, now, again, I can see if you're traveling with a bunch of kids or, you know, whatever, you need to be right next to the stadium, which again, like, there are options right next to the stadium where you could park for free or very cheap. But I could see why you might park there. Or if you, you know, again, you got some deep pockets, throwing around 50s like it's nothing, more power to you, whatever. But that is the tourist price.
Yeah.
And everyone here should know where to go instead.
If you're from Batavia, you're probably going to pay the $50 because you don't want to lose your car downtown. If you live in Buffalo, and this is another, I've done this, Brian, we've talked about this a million times. If you live in Western New York, you should know downtown Buffalo. Like, I'm sorry, you should know the hub of Western New York. Now, I would say the same about Niagara Falls, and I don't, so I'm half in the wrong on this, but you should know the hub of Western New York if you are from Western New York.
Yeah, I always like to say, like, I don't know if you should know. I'll just say it's good to know. Like, it's, you're only going to be served better by knowing.
Main Place Mall, closed.
Yeah.
You can,
don't go.
But you can park for free under the mall on the weekends.
Yeah.
That you should know. If you're planning to do a weekend trip downtown.
No, like, you're generally, like, where the street parking is. Like, where do you... And guess what? It changes a lot, too, by the way. Like, areas where I always used to park, you know, people get turned onto it, and all of a sudden, you can't... Perfect example, Canal Side. I used to park... Going to anything at the arena, I used to park literally a stone's throw from the arena, two steps on the other side of the train tracks.
That's right.
At Canal Side on the cobblestone roads from the arena. And there would never be anybody there. I'd have the closest parking spot. It was free and it was fine. Well, then people kind of caught on once events started happening at Canal Side. And then they charge for parking now. It's a metered area. It used to be free.
Right.
So everything's kind of changed a little bit. But for a while, you had a good parking spot. Then you moved down to the Templeton Landing area right by. And that's the municipal parking. Used to be for the Naval Yard and whatever. Well, now you go there and there's a sign that says, you know, okay, this is how you pay for parking. You know, scan this or whatever. Well, hey, if you go there on a Sunday, you don't have to scan this.
Yes.
Like, just knowing things like this, it's part of being from, I totally agree with you. I like, it's just perfect the way you set it up. It's the same way that if you're from, you know, if I was in Vegas and I'm from Las Vegas, you would know, well, why, I'm not going to
Be on the strip.
I'm not going to get a drink here when I can go right next door and get the same drink at the same exact place for half the price. And you would know that if you're a local, and it just appears that no locals know that here in Buffalo.
No, I mean, hey, we go to the zoo often. We have season passes to the zoo. Now, $5, Brian, maybe I shouldn't be complaining about $5 to be right up on the zoo. I haven't paid for zoo parking all year. I park on the old street I used to live on when I was in college. I'll park on Parkside. I don't pay for the parking, but I know the area, right? I'm going to park my car and be a few feet, you know, a few steps away from the zoo. It's funny that you said that about the locals in Vegas. I went to see the Mets play exhibition game against the Cubs there, like, 10 years ago. I remember talking to someone from New York who lives there now. And, you know, I said, so, what, you know, do locals ever go to the Strip? And the guy goes, I haven't been to the Strip in 18 months.
Yeah.
Like, how locals just avoid an entire strip of places in their city.
Oh, it makes sense. After being there myself. Someone on the thing, who does a weekend trip to downtown Buffalo? You're funny. Well, you'd be surprised, actually.
Yeah.
I'll say that for one. But I'm not talking about planning a trip inside your own city. I'm just talking about being a local in Western New York. It doesn't matter where in Western New York you're from. You're probably going to Buffalo for some reason. Let's just say at least a couple times a year. Don't you feel like you'd want to know your way around so you don't feel like you're coming into Buffalo from Ohio or, you know, some other state?
Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're here for the Cheese Fest. you know Buffalo. I spent a lot of time, you know, downtown for Sabre games, for events downtown, and I spent a lot of time on the Parkside area when I went to school there. So, yeah, I got to know those areas, but I just would think, like, if you're going to an event on Saturday, you know, hey, if I see an open lot on the street, it's free to park there. Why waste any money?
Mm-hmm. No. To me, that's the perfect way to put it.
So
locals should never be complaining about $50 parking.
No.
Because if you want to say, and here's the flip side of that. If you want to say, hey, we're supposed to be the city of good neighbors. We're gouging everyone. You know, this was the argument. Geez, now that's almost 15 years ago when the hockey tournament was here, right? When the Canadians were coming down, we were charging them $50 to park. The Canadians didn't blink an eye.
No.
All those people from Toronto didn't blink an eye.
That was a saving.
At $50 parking. It's still cheaper than a lot of what you're seeing around the country or wherever, you know, the cheese people over in Madison, Wisconsin, they're probably still paying $50 for parking in a lot of places. It's still like market rate parking, you know, for a lot of people entering the area. So I don't think they're looking at Buffalo and saying, oh, I'll never go back there. It costs so much to park. No, it really costs like any other city. And I think it leads me to something here, Joe, that it's one of the things I think we take for granted. You know, as much as we complain about the price of everything and, you know, you can complain about the price of everything going up because it has exponentially, especially in the last few years.
Yes.
But as much as we do that, we're still a pretty low-cost city.
Yes.
In the grand scheme of things. You know, we're here complaining about even $20 parking or $50 parking, we think it's this huge cost. I mean, look around at other cities. We still have it. I think it's something we take for granted here, that we're still kind of down low when it comes to how much things cost.
Compare it to comparable cities, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. $50 parking would be the norm even further from the events in cities like that. I think even if you try to park close up to Progressive Field, is it still Progressive Field? Yeah. You know, 50 would probably be a steal.
Yeah. And you would know where to go.
I haven't been to a Guardians game, though, since they changed the name because the Mets haven't been there.
So. But isn't that something you think we take for granted?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, within our own state, there are cities where it's more expensive to have a night out.
Yeah.
So again, I agree with you. Prices are going up, groceries are going up, all stuff like that. But if you look at parking's a good example. I think we are still below other cities, and comparable cities our size and bigger, obviously, where they are for parking. And given the things we have, you know, we are smaller than the top 50 in market size, but we still have two professional sports teams. What we charge for parking and things like that are under, I believe, any team in the NFL or NHL or any city in those leagues.
You know, it reminds me of when I was in Pittsburgh last with the family, and we're taking the kids out to, you know, go find somewhere to go to dinner. We went to this like indoor pup place. Their old like meatpacking district, you know, where the original Primanti Brothers is, and like all the, I mean, they totally transformed that, and it's all, you know, restaurants and bars and mini golf and like all that stuff. Tourist trap, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I was there. And we went there. And what did I do? I did something I would never do at home. I paid for parking.
Right.
You go, because I don't know where exactly I am, where on the street. Looks like all the streets are filled. If I drive around this way, I don't know, I might end up on a bridge in that city. So I'm going to go in this lot and pay for parking, something I would never do at home. But it's because you're in a place that you don't know.
That's right.
And that's just kind of how it goes. And then you go and you spend a bunch of money at places a lot of local people probably don't go to a whole lot because it's more expensive. You are in a place that you don't know. I mean, it's the advantage of living there is you know the places to go to.
And how to avoid it.
To save a little money.
Yeah, you have to pay to park in Pittsburgh and also put your parking brake on. Anywhere you park in Pittsburgh because it's you're always on an incline, it seems.
Somebody on the text board, I don't go to downtown Buffalo unless I have no other option. What does that mean?
Elaborate.
I was going to park for the Riviera Theater in Tonawanda, but I had no other option. I went to Buffalo. What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would say as much as I do criticize a lot of the local stuff, a lot of the local politicians, I have to say downtown Buffalo now is more booming than any time I remember in my lifetime. I know before my lifetime, downtown was booming. I'm saying in my lifetime, this is the most booming I can remember downtown Buffalo being.
Well, you know, I think we take it for granted some of the low prices that we have here. Especially, and you can see it if you travel around, you go to some other city, even regionally,
yeah.
You can definitely see it. Here's another thing, Joe, that I've been taking for granted, and you pointed me to this. This was on the Channel 2 website. Hotels will no longer be able to provide small bottles of shampoo or lotion beginning in 2025.
Get ready.
I completely forgot about this, but hotels with more than 50 rooms cannot, in New York, have those little bottles with hospitality products starting next year. And you talk about something that I've taken for granted, these small bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Beginning next year, all hotels in New York, or in 2026, all hotels, even the smaller ones, will have to follow what they call the small bottle ban.
Now, how did they come up with that?
I've been taking this for granted my entire time, because those little hotel bottles, as infrequently as I stay in a hotel anywhere, I still have a bunch of them ready to go in my travel bag for whenever I go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even going to...
You walk by the cart and you grab a few off of it.
You go to the gym. I'm still using hotel stuff from 3 years ago.
Yep.
I mean, like, you, why?
I mean, this is how cheap I am. I have a little, one of those... bottles that had body wash in it. And I now fill up that little bottle with the body wash from home, and that's in my gym bag.
Well, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to save your little bottle the next time you get it, because there's no more. So what? It's now being replaced by the pump on the wall? That's what a lot of places are doing?
And I noticed a lot of places have already, even outside of New York State, have already gone to the, you know, the three mounted things, and you got the lotion, the hand soap, which... I hate bar soap, so I'm kind of glad about that part. And then in the shower, you've got the conditioner and the body wash.
I'm a bar soap person.
What's the clip that's in my folder? I haven't used bar soap in 15 years.
But I hate this because you go to a hotel. I like the little soaps.
Yeah.
Because it's mine.
Exactly.
You know, I paid.
This is part of what I paid for.
Too much for this. At least, okay, you're giving me some soap. Like, that's nice. It's my little gift.
Yep.
To me, it's a cheap thing. That's a motel move to have the soap on the wall in the dispenser.
You're right. It really is. Like, this is ours.
Yeah. We're locking up the soap. We don't trust. It's like putting the bar of soap on a ball and chain in the shower.
Yeah.
It's basically what you're doing.
I know I trust people, right? But... the kind of nice thing about the small bottles was that wasn't in here when the last person was in here. Now I've got this mounted dispenser that was in here. How do I know what they put in there? You know, they had access to the same dispenser while they were showering?
Yeah. Ugh. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it. I like the little bottle.
Give me the bottle.
And I don't want to have to start bringing my own to hotels.
No, I would smell. I mean, because if they said we're done with the mount, we're not offering any soap, I would forget I... always forget to pack some kind of body wash or shampoo. Like, it's just, it's never something I carry with me.
But it's happening soon. I'm no longer taking that for granted when I see it anywhere. Is there anything else that, like, you can think of? Because I have another one. You know what?
I should say, I always remember my soap for the gym, though, because I never take it out of my bag until I have to refill it.
I will never take this for granted, because you see it less and less now. And I always stop, even if I don't want it, I always stop and take it. A little jar of mints at a restaurant or wherever you are.
Oh.
Whether it's like the, you know, little peppermints or spearmint wheels.
Yeah.
The gross, chalky, after-dinner mint kind of things that I feel like used to be at the counter. Usually, especially at places like the family restaurants where you had to pay your bill up at the front. Yeah. They'd have the little dish.
Right next Here's the toothpicks.
Yep. Here's the mints. And you'd have them both. You never see it anywhere anymore, except for a very few places. If I see a mint, I'm grabbing one. I don't take it for granted.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you.
It's like, thank you.
I think Olive Garden gives you the two pieces of minty chocolate that goes home with me. I ask for more. They put that in the bill, though.
Yeah, that minty chocolate is just...
I'm all for it.
It's not good, but I take it.
I take it. When we get my son's haircut, they have lollipops. I take one. That's not for me, but I'll take one. He's too young. He's not going to have one. So that's mine.
That's yours? You take it from him?
Yeah. Well, I take, you know, hey, in a few months, he can have it. But for right now, he gets enough sugar. He gets waffles in the morning. That's enough sugar. Yeah. I'll take the lollipop. And then at my gym, they have Tootsie Rolls at the counter now. And I will take a handful of those.
Of course.
As I'm leaving.
Nothing goes hand in hand with a personal fitness than a Tootsie Roll.
How else are you supposed to reward yourself? And I have to say, the Tootsie Rolls they have, it doesn't... You know, remember when you were a kid and you trick-or-treated? It felt like the Tootsie Rolls that you got on Halloween had been sitting at that person's house for three decades. These Tootsie Rolls, they taste fresh. They don't break my teeth. So I've enjoyed them so far after a hard workout.
Fresh or just warmed up?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... The wrapper doesn't stick to them.
Okay.
And my cavity fillings haven't come out.
So you know a lot of people are reaching for the Tootsie Rolls after being on the treadmill.
It goes after a great workout. Come on.
The freebies, you just don't see them anymore.
No, of course not. I don't go to the bank as often as, you know, people did back in the day. But when I was a kid, you know, parents go to the bank and you got a lollipop.
Yeah.
I have not been offered that lollipop. Anytime I went to the bank.
When is the last time, I mean, like at the bill, like when the bill's delivered at dinner, you had the mints on the dish that the bill came in?
I have not been to Olive Garden in a very long time, and that's the last one I can think of, the chocolates on the bill.
I feel like it used to be at every restaurant. Yes. I would ever go to.
I could be mistaken. I think Hampton Inn used to put something on your pillow when you walked in.
Oh, really?
Maybe I got the wrong hotel, but it was one of the... more chainy, well-known hotels.
I went to a hotel. They gave me a cookie.
Oh, you were at a Holiday Inn Express?
No.
Oh.
I just, hey, do you want a cookie? They had a warm drawer at the hotel desk. They pulled out, here's a warm cookie. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a cookie.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Never turn down a warm cookie.
Was this the upcharge at the, you know, when the room said 101 and it ended up being 172? Like, that's the cookie fee?
But that is still the freebie. And I don't care, is toned down as it is from what it used to be. The freebie of all freebies is, and we've talked about this before, Brian, the continental breakfast. That is the freebie of all freebies, or just the free breakfast. I was at a Holiday Inn Express last week. You got the warm cinnamon roll. You had biscuits and gravy one day, eggs and bacon. They had a pancake maker, like the free breakfast.
Pancake maker?
Yeah. You push a button and it spits out.
They don't do waffles out west?
So... this was a problem. And I don't know if it's a West thing. I don't want to throw the hotel under the bus. They had waffles. They were already made, and you put them in the little toaster line. Not as good.
No.
The pancakes that they spit out, and you watch the thing go through the thing and being made, it was good. It was okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. But the Holiday Inn Express cinnamon rolls always hit. Always hit for me.
I love a good free breakfast.
Yeah.
I'll go up for seconds.
That's with the sausage and gravy.
I'll take one to go. That's what you got to do. We'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up after the news with Lucas. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.